all the trivializers and antis and everything else in the world can't pull you down, can't bring you back to the herd mentality, no matter how hard they try. And it doesn't become a big deal. You don't worry about what someone else is thinking or what someone else even thinks of you. It becomes unimportant. What's important is the truth. What's important is reality. What's important is, are you moving closer to God? No matter what anybody else is doing, no matter what anybody else is thinking, no matter what anybody else is thinking about you. Most of the time, they're not thinking anything about you. They're too concerned with themselves. So the only measure that matters is the truth getting closer to me? Am I getting closer to God?
Does love fit into this spiritual life?
Well, what kind of love are we talking about? That's a whole other topic.
Right.
And we're running out of time, but let me try to be tantalizing and just say that just like my statement to you that the spiritual life is the real life and what most people have come to think of or been told to think of or conditioned to think of as life really isn't life, the same with love. What most people think of as love isn't really love. It's a business deal. It's an arrangement. It's a mutual agreement that involves an exchange. And the real love is closer to the spiritual. The real love isn't something you feel. It's something you do. Love is not something you feel, although most of the society will tell you it's something you feel. Love is something you do. But I could talk for days on that subject, so maybe another evening will be the theme. That will turn out to be the theme. Because interestingly enough, as much as I've spoken now for years and as much as I know the truth of it personally, I don't remember it ever coming up here, that a discussion about that question, that response. I don't remember ever saying before publicly that love is not a feeling. Love is something you do, not something you feel. I would have thought it would come up many times in many ways, but maybe I'm forgetting, but I don't remember it ever coming up that way.
Well, how can you do it without feeling it, though?
I'm not saying there isn't a feeling. I'm saying actual love, just hear it very simply, actual love is something you do, not something you feel. I'm not saying there can't be a feeling. I'm saying real love turns out to be something you do and something you are way more than something you feel or a particular state that you find yourself in. And to many people, this is a radically new notion, so I don't want to throw too much at you all jumbled up.
Would you discuss it next week?
Well, you know, I can promise that and really mean it. But I have no control of what gets said on these evenings, even by me. And I've actually intended, and people have heard me report this before, I've actually intended to say something, and then once I get up here, it's impossible. Whatever gets said has very little to do with what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So I can promise and I can mean it, and that doesn't mean it'll happen because I can't make you any guarantee about it. I can only say I can do my best. But the difficult part of that is every time I've really tried, it's been impossible. There's only been about 4 or 5 times when I really, really wanted to speak about something very, very much. And every single time it's been completely impossible. You've prevented it. You've made another discussion entirely, even without saying a word, at your end. You know, I don't control the energy here.